The U.S. dollar rebounded from a Dallas Fed-induced dip after President Trump announced tariff relief on foreign auto parts and imported vehicles, boosting optimism ahead of Treasury Secretary Bessent's press conference where he signaled progress in trade talks with Japan and India while aiming to avoid escalation in tensions with China. However, the dollar index has fallen nearly 10% since President Trump's inauguration, reflecting global investor skepticism about his administration's policies, with Dallas Fed survey respondents warning that heavy-handed tariffs risk stifling U.S. manufacturing and economic stability. In Canada, Prime Minister Carney's Liberal Party secured a narrow election victory, falling short of a majority, prompting a likely coalition given Carney has vowed to resist President Trump's economic threats, including suggestions of Canada becoming a U.S. state. Meanwhile, European economic indicators showed mixed signals, with Spanish CPI rising faster than expected, ECB inflation expectations climbing to 2.9%, and M3 money supply dropping to 3.6%. Looking ahead, we get U.S. data in the form of advanced good trade balance, housing data, JOLTS job openings, and consumer confidence. That's all for now.